Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Whispers from the Void. This is the start of another long-running series we will have on the channel. I will be diving deep into the beings and creatures that make up the world that these mysterious cults worship. Today, we start with the first of these on an ever-growing list. Night gaunts first appeared in the works of H.P. Lovecraft and are described as such. Eerie, faceless beings with smooth, black skin, membranous wings, and a penchant for tickling their victims with their vicious talons. However, their origins can be traced back to older myths and legends. In many cultures, there are tales of nocturnal creatures that carry people off into the night, embodying our fears of darkness and the unknown. To delve deeper into this, let's hear from Dr. Connor O'Donnell, our expert in mythology and folklore.
Thank you, Alex. Night gaunts are fascinating creatures that have permeated various cultural myths throughout history. While Lovecraft popularized them, their essence can be traced to ancient legends. In Babylonian mythology, there were creatures called the Alu, faceless demons that would paralyze and suffocate their victims in their sleep. Similarly, medieval European folklore speaks of dark entities that abduct people at night, leading to tales of mysterious disappearances. These stories are not just confined to the West. In Japan, the Tengu are bird-like creatures that are said to abduct those who wander alone at night.
But how do these myths manifest in different cultures? Dr. Anika Banerjee will shed light on this.
Night gaunts tap into our primal fears of helplessness and vulnerability. The idea of being taken against our will, of being at the mercy of an unknown force, it's a powerful and terrifying concept. These creatures symbolize the loss of control and the invasion of our most private spaces, our minds and our dreams. For instance, in the Caribbean, there's a folklore about the Sukuyon, a night creature that takes on a fiery form and attacks people in their sleep, draining their life force. These stories, although culturally specific, share a common theme: the fear of the unseen and the uncontrollable.
Their presence in our dreams and their ability to manipulate our subconscious adds another layer to their terror. Let's hear more from Raven Nightshade on this aspect.
Night gaunts are often seen as messengers or servants of darker power. They navigate the realms of dreams and nightmares, crossing the boundaries between the conscious and the subconscious. In many occult traditions, they are believed to be omens of significant change or warnings of impending danger. Their faceless nature suggests that they represent the unknown and the unknowable, making them all the more frightening. Dreams are a vulnerable space for many, a place where the subconscious mind processes our deepest fears and anxieties. Night gaunts exploit this vulnerability, making their attacks not just physical, but psychological as well.
In modern times, tales of night gaunt encounters continue to surface. These stories often reflect contemporary anxieties and fears. Dr. O'Donnell, can you elaborate on this?
Certainly, Alex. Night gaunts have found their way into modern culture through literature, films, and even video games. They embody our collective fears of the dark, the unseen, and the uncontrollable. For example, in the popular video game Bloodborne, creatures resembling night gaunts appear as otherworldly beings that haunt the player. In literature, authors like Stephen King have incorporated similar entities into their horror stories, tapping into a timeless fear of being hunted by faceless predators. Their presence in popular culture serves as a reminder that some fears are timeless. They adapt to reflect our current societal fears, such as the loss of privacy in the digital age or the existential dread of climate change.
But why do these creatures continue to resonate with us today? Raven Nightshade, your thoughts?
Nightgaunts represent the archetype of the shadow. Those parts of ourselves in our world that we fear to confront. They force us to face our inner demons and the darkness within. By exploring these stories, we can better understand our fears and perhaps find ways to overcome them. For instance, the facelessness of the Nightgaunts can be seen as a metaphor for the unknown aspects of our psyche. Carl Jung's concept of the shadow describes these hidden parts of ourselves that we refuse to acknowledge. Confronting the Nightgaunt, then, becomes a journey of self-discovery and personal growth.
The impact of Nightgaunts on our psyche and culture cannot be overstated. These creatures, born from the depths of our fears, continue to haunt our collective consciousness. But what do we really know about their origins and their role within the mythos? For that, we turn back to Dr. O'Donnell.
Nightgaunts are not just products of folklore and imagination. They have a distinct place in Lovecraft's mythos. According to Lovecraft, Nightgaunts dwell in the Dreamlands, a vast, surreal dimension that overlaps with our own world through dreams. They serve the Great Old Ones and other eldritch deities, acting as their messengers and enforcers. They are known to patrol the night skies, abducting those who venture too deep into forbidden knowledge or blasphemous rites. This concept of being punished for our intellectual hubris ties back to many ancient myths where humanity's quest for forbidden knowledge often leads to dire consequences.
Indeed, the idea that there are limits to what we should know is a recurring theme in many myths and legends. Dr. Banerjee, how do Nightgaunts fit into the broader tapestry of mythological creatures that enforce such boundaries?
Nightgaunts are akin to many mythological guardians and punishers who protect sacred or forbidden knowledge. In Greek mythology, the Furies are relentless enforcers of moral order, punishing those who defy the gods. In Hindu mythology, the Rakshasas are powerful demons that guard sacred texts and holy places, attacking those who seek to misuse their knowledge. Nightgaunts, in this context, are guardians of the cosmic order, enforcing the boundaries between the known and the unknown. Their abductions are not just physical, but symbolic, representing the consequences of transgressing those boundaries.
Their symbolic role is as significant as their physical presence. Let's explore this further with Raven.
Nightgaunts embody the fear of the unknown and the unknowable. Their facelessness strips them of individuality, making them symbols of our deepest, most primal fears. In many occult traditions, the faceless entities represent the void, the ultimate unknown that lies beyond our comprehension. Nightgaunts, by navigating the realms of dreams, become bridges between our conscious fears and our subconscious anxieties. They force us to confront the parts of our psyche that we try to hide, making them potent symbols in both mythology and modern storytelling. Nightgaunts embody the fear of the unknown and the unknowable. Their facelessness strips them of individuality, making them symbols of our deepest, most primal fears. In many occult traditions, the faceless entities represent the void, the ultimate unknown that lies beyond our comprehension. Nightgaunts, by navigating the realms of dreams, become bridges between our conscious fears and our subconscious anxieties. They force us to confront the part of our psyche that we try to hide, making them potent symbols in both mythology and modern storytelling.
This brings us to an important question. How do modern encounters with Nightgaunts reflect our contemporary fears and societal changes? Dr. O'Donnell, what can you tell us about modern sightings and stories of these creatures?
Modern stories of Nightgaunt encounters often mirror the anxiety of the times. During the Cold War, tales of faceless abductors were common, reflecting fears of surveillance and the loss of personal freedom. In today's digital age, these stories have evolved to include themes of technological invasion and data privacy. People report seeing shadowy figures in their peripheral vision while working late at night on their computers, or experiencing night terrors where they are paralyzed and unable to move, a modern twist on the ancient myth of the night hag. These stories are a testament to how night gaunts adapt to our evolving fears. The faceless abductor is a timeless archetype, reflecting our dread of being watched and controlled by unseen forces. Whether it's fear of the government surveillance, corporate data mining, or even unknown algorithms that influence our daily lives, night gaunts symbolize our loss of autonomy and privacy in an increasingly interconnected world.
It's fascinating how these ancient fears morph to stay relevant. But let's dive deeper into the occult and esoteric traditions surrounding night gaunts. Aleister Crowley, can you share your insights on how these creatures are viewed in esoteric circles, and how one might summon or banish them?
Of course, Alex. Within esoteric traditions, night gaunts are considered both a warning and a test. Summoning a night gaunt is no simple task. It requires a profound understanding of the dreamlands and the precise use of arcane rituals. The summoner must be prepared to face their darkest fears, as night gaunts feed on the energy of terror and despair. To summon a night gaunt, one might use a combination of ancient symbols and invocations, typically found in forbidden texts like the Necronomicon. These rituals often involve a personal sacrifice or the creation of a symbolic gateway, such as a mirror or a portal drawn with enchanted materials.
And what about banishing them?
Banishing night gaunts is equally complex and dangerous. It requires not just deep knowledge of the correct incantations, but also a deep personal clarity and fortitude. The banishing ritual often involves reversing the summoning process, closing any open gateways, and purifying the space with elements like salt and iron, which are traditionally many cultures for warding off evil. Additionally, asserting one's willpower and fearlessness is crucial. Night gaunts prey on the doubt and fear, so a strong mental state is essential for the banishing to be effective.
This interaction with the unseen, through both summoning and banishing, highlights the profound connection between our internal struggles and the external manifestations of those fears. Night gaunts, therefore, not only represent a physical threat, but also a psychological one, challenging individuals to confront and overcome their deepest anxieties.
Indeed, Alex. The psychological aspect of night gaunts is what makes them so enduring in horror and myth. They are not just creatures to be feared for their physical actions, but also for the mental and emotional turmoil that they can induce. This dual threat is what cements their place in the pantheon of mythical creatures that continue to captivate and horrify us to this day.
As we conclude today's episode on night gaunts, we are reminded of the power of myth and legend to reflect and amplify the human condition. These creatures, born from the depths of human fear, serve as mirrors to our collective psyche, reflecting our insecurities, our struggles, and our indomitable spirit to confront the unknown. Thank you, Dr. O'Donnell, Dr. Banerjee, Raven Nightshade, and Mr. Crowley, for your insights today. And thank you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey into the shadows. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll explore another enigmatic creature from the depths of the Lovecraftian universe. Until then, keep your minds open but guarded, and remember, the darkest corners of our world are often the most enlightening. This has been Whispers from the Void. Good night. And stay curious.
Hey, y'all, this is Caesar. I just want to say thanks for listening to the minisode. Thanks for all of the reception we've been getting for the show itself. I'm really excited to bring y'all episode 2. We are working on it, and the plan is to release it by the end of August, so look for that. If you want to stay tuned with any news that we have for the show and any release dates, updates, you can follow us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram at WFTVpod, or on Facebook at Whispers from the Void. If you like this, you want to support the show, you want some early access content, some behind the scenes stuff, some things that's not going to be released publicly, you can find that on our Patreon at Whispers from the Void. All of that stuff, all of the links is going to be listed in the show notes below. Thank you all so much for watching, for listening. I am so excited for you to hear what we have in store for you for the rest of the show itself and for episode 2 that's coming up. So, that being said, I'm going to go work on that. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.